From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned attacks on the two largest hospitals in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo.
Let us be clear. Those using ever more destructive weapons know exactly what they are doing. They know they are committing war crimes.
The Syrian government, with the help of Russia, is mounting an offensive to retake the rebel-controlled sector of the city. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by telephone with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, telling him that the U.S. is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia concerning Syria. He said the engagement would end unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the agreed-upon cessation of hostilities. Investigators say a Malaysian passenger plane that crashed over Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into that country from Russia. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The conclusions of the multinational joint investigation team were clear. Flight MH17 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from territory controlled by Russian-backed rebels. The precise launch site has been narrowed down to a specific field outside the village of Pervomaisky. Russia has consistently denied any involvement. The investigation has identified over 100 people who were linked to the transport of the missile or the crash itself, but prosecutors have not identified who might be criminally responsible. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to keep the U.S. government operating for another few months. Senators approved a continuing resolution Wednesday by a sweeping 72-26 vote. This is VOA News.